Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
A few weeks ago, I was talking, or it was possibly just last week, Time and Illusion, lunchtime doubly so, to Pauline Connolly, a researcher who was looking for a lost portrait of Edith Cavell, nurse and martyr who was shot in Germany in World War I. And the portrait's been missing since the 1930s. She's writing a book about the doctor it was gifted to. Hello.
Good morning, Rick.
What's the latest?
Well, some very exciting news, actually. Now, I discovered that the painting was actually offered at a sale in 1985 at the home of Dr. Ratton's son,
okay.
William,
yeah.
Who was also called Barney. Now, it was on the 28th of February, 1985, and about 300 items were offered, and thankfully, this was the only painting that was fully described. So I was very lucky that my niece, Katie Love, lives in Hobart, and she went along to the State Library, who held a copy of the catalogue, and she photographed the pages and sent them through to me. So much to my excitement, there was the portrait listed.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just hoping that it was very well publicised, this auction, because there are all sorts of wonderful Tasmanian cedar and blackwood furniture items were there, and also, of course, the portrait. So I'm just hoping that one of your listeners might have been there on that day or know somebody who purchased the painting.
Item 24, oil painting Edith Cavell, painted by S. Marx. Now, tell me about this day again. What day was it? 1985?
Yes, Thursday, the 28th of February, 1985, held in the afternoon. There were a couple of viewing days, and there was also quite a large article in the paper the day before, because Dr. Ratton was a great... he owned a lot of racehorses, and his cups that he won in the Hobart Cup were going to be auctioned, and they were worried that someone might buy them and melt them down. So the racing club went along and bought them. So it was very well publicised.
Well, if that's jogging a memory, you need to get hold of Pauline. She's trying to hunt down this oil painting of Edith Cavell. It's a very special painting as well, because the painter was also a bit extraordinary, a woman also. So how do people get hold of you, Pauline?
Contact me on my website, or if they just put my name into Google, it will come up with my website and things.
Easy. Pauline Connolly. Good luck.
That's it.